Sports coverage you can depend on. KLGR 1490.
Time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's action from Wilmer High School, the North Subsection 3 2A Championship game. Robert Valley Cardinals taking on Morris Area, Chicayo, Alberta. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the 2019 Robert Valley Winter Tournament Boosters. And now with our pregame and tonight's play-by-play, it's Cardinal Sports announcer Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin. Good evening. Welcome in to the Section 3-2A North subsection finals between the number 4-seeded Redwood Valley Cardinals and the number 3-seeded Morris Area Chicayo, Alberta Tigers. The Cardinals getting to this point after a 67-58 win over the number 1-seeded New London Spicer Wildcats. And Morris Area getting to this point after a 55-50 win over Minnewaska. So these two teams battling for a chance to represent the north half of Section 3-2A in the section finals. That would be on Thursday at 5 p.m. Seth Topol with you here in the booth. Redwood Valley girls basketball coach Taya Cockleman on her way and will again be providing some A-plus color commentary to tonight's broadcast. Had a chance to talk to Redwood Valley boys coach Aaron Lindahl about the win against New London Spicer and also to take a look at tonight's matchup against the Tigers. So as part of our pregame, let's get you that interview with Coach Lindahl from earlier today.
And we're joined now by the head coach of the Redwood Valley boys basketball team, Aaron Lindahl, taking a look at the subsection finals tonight against Morris Area Chicayo, Alberta. Coach, coming off of the big win against New London Spicer, 67-58. Now that you've had a few days to look back, kind of digest everything that happened in that game, what were some of the things that impressed you the most about the Cardinals being able to upset top-seeded New London Spicer?
Yeah, we did some really good things. I think one of the biggest things was how level-headed we stayed. You know, we got a nice lead early, kind of let them battle back into it, took the lead into half. And they came out the second half and boom, put it on right away. I think we got down to 7. I thought our guys just did a great job not panicking. Going into the game, you know, we felt we had a really good game plan. I think the guys bought into it big time. Coaches put a lot of time in, talking about how we want to defend them and kind of what we want to do offensively. And I thought our guys did a good job, even when there were some shaky parts of that second half, of really sticking to that and trusting their teammates to help them out and trusting our game plan. And our guys did a great job executing. And then down the stretch, you know, we got some big buckets. And I think the other big thing was, we talked a lot all year that, you know, we're going to have some games where defensively we get after it. And, you know, we shot, I think, 38 or 39%. And it's tough to win when you do that. And I thought our guys did a great job of getting those big stops when we needed to. And one of our other big keys was keeping them off the glass. I think we definitely did that, too.
Looking to the matchup tonight, Morris Area, you look at their overall record, they're 18-8, and that certainly is impressive in and of itself, but they're 15-2 in their last 17 games. And they were able to outlast Minnewaska Area. I know you guys had a chance to watch most of that game. What led to them being able to come away with that semifinals win?
Yeah, you know, they got three guys do a lot of work inside that are very capable of going over 20 points. And those three guys have, you know, between Arndt, Logie, and Johnson. They do a great job sharing the basketball. And, you know, they want to run stuff inside out. So they got 6'4", 6'4", 6'6", and they do a great job kind of trying to control tempo, get those guys touched inside, moving the ball around. So our big thing will be try to make them work a little bit. And then obviously, you know, a lot of people have seen us play this year. We want to speed the game up. We want a high possession game. We want a high tempo game. And I think that'll be the big key tonight is who controls the tempo. You know, I got to believe we're going to try to speed that thing up as much as we can. I got to believe they're going to try to do the opposite. So it's going to come down to, all right, who's going to be more disciplined, who's going to be more apt to get in their tempo. And I think that's going to be a big key tonight. And the other thing, you know, we've talked a lot about it the last few years, rebounding. You know, on paper, we're going to be smaller, but we got to have five guys that can rebound. And we saw last game, you know, our 5'10", 5'11", sophomore, 17 rebounds. So it's not necessarily always about size. It's about wanting that ball a little more than the other team. So we got to make sure that whatever five guys are out there that we're locked in and really, really focus on those two things, controlling the tempo and then getting some rebounds tonight.
Do you talk to the guys like Carson, like Carter Getter, Bryant Haas, the guys who would match up against the bigs about potentially you know, being asked to do more here tonight if Morris Area does try to slow the game down and really work things into the half court?
Yeah, you know, we got a couple practices in here after our new London game with our game being pushed back. So we did go through some adjustments we're going to make. But, you know, our big thing, too, is, you know, you look at our record and it's not the most, you know, shocking thing you see on paper. But we've been around it all year. And, you know, you've been around it and some of our listeners have been around it. We had a pretty good ball team. And especially to knock off the top seed, we're doing some really good things right now. So we can't completely abandon what we've been doing all year. At the same time, you know, it's playoff time. If you lose and you're done, so we got to be prepared for all situations. So we did go through some different adjustments we can make if they start hurting us inside a little bit. And I thought we did a great job repping those and being locked in the last couple of days of practice. And, you know, we're going to be ready for everything, you know, whether it's what they do offensively or defensively, because I got to believe they're going to throw some different things at us too because they're in the same situation. So the big thing will be, you know, we want to speed the game up. And then at times, if we see something we don't like, we got to slow down, figure it out, and identify how we're going to attack it because, you know, it's going to be a game of a lot of possessions, but every possession is really important. So we got to make sure we make the most out of those, whether it's on the offensive end or the defensive end.
One of the things that Taya mentioned with the girls when it kicked to the section playoffs, they were scuffling a little bit going into the section playoffs. And then she mentions that something really changed in just the overall demeanor of the team and the seniors as well. They just you could tell they really, really understand what's at stake and they want to be the ones kind of to take charge. Have you seen that from the players here over these past few playoff games?
Yeah, I have. You know, we talked a little bit about it last game too, and we're kind of playing with that chip on our shoulder, not in a bad way where it's getting to be too much, but we're kind of playing like, hey, we know we're better than the fourth seed and we got to go and prove that. You know, our guys, you know, I'm very straight up with our guys and I told them, you know, most of the teams in the conference or in the section think we're a four seed. And, you know, that was our big message before the new London game is we showed we can beat the one seed. You know, we showed where we think we should be. You know, not looking at a record, but looking at who we beat and how we played throughout the year. So our big thing is, you know, we got to go out and prove that. We know that our 20 guys in the locker room with coaches and players and managers, we know that. We got to make sure we show people at the game that and we show people in the section that we are one of the best teams because we've shown we can do that. The big thing is, you know, we just got to make sure we're locked in every possession because we've shown the other side of that too, where, you know, we've dropped a game or two where we probably shouldn't have, but we know that when we play to our potential, we're really good. And kind of like you said, Tatea said, those seniors get locked in. You know, they realize some of these kids might never play basketball again, you know, besides city rec pickup ball. You know, Cole, for example, has got the nice situation where he's going to go play. But outside of that, you know, we necessarily don't have guys going to play basketball at the next level. So this is going to be kind of the last time they get to lace them up potentially and go play with their teammates. And I think they definitely realize that. You know, we do play a lot of seniors, but we got guys all the way down the line, down to ninth graders, who realize that too. And those kids, you know, they play very hard for themselves, but they play really hard for the guy next to them too. You know, you talk to Alex Lang, Carson Woodford, Connor Josephson, Brian Haas, and Carter Getter, and they're going to work their butt off and play hard for themselves, but they want to do it for the seniors just as much as anybody because they know all year long, and we've preached that, you know, this is a top player all the way down to our last player on the bench, that it's a team effort, and these guys have battled together really hard. And, you know, we're at for a reason. It's not just one guy or two guys. It's not just one senior or junior. It's everybody. And our guys are really buying into that and working really hard in practice. And I think they're really hungry, too, especially after you see that great atmosphere the girls have and they get to go celebrate and go get after it downstate.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, but tonight will be a lot of fun as well. Thanks for helping us preview the game, Coach. We'll see how it plays out, and we will catch up with you after the game.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Back here at Wilmer High School, getting ready for the start of tonight's subsection finals between the number 3-seeded Morris Area Chocowa Alberta Tigers and the number 4-seed Redwood Valley Cardinals. We're joined now in the booth by Redwood Valley girls basketball coach Taya Cockleman and Taya gearing up for state, getting ready to hopefully see the boys get a win here tonight. Fun time to be a Cardinal.
Yeah, for sure. Girls are playing really well right now, but the boys are too, so tonight's going to be a really fun game.
Looking at the starters for the Tigers, starting first number 10, Jaden Mainham. Number 22, Camden Arndt. Number 30, Jackson Lodge. And Logie, actually. And number 44, Durgan Decker. Number 50, Jarrett Johnson. Those are your starters. You heard Coach Lindahl key in as to how big this team is. And say a big team like this, Cardinals are going to try to keep the tempo moving, try to get those guys tired.
Right now Redwood's playing about 10 guys in their rotation, and I know Morris is only playing about 7. If you're Redwood right now, you know, you might not see it in the first half, but in the second half, it's really going to start to wear on Morris, and they're going to rely a lot on their big guys. So I think Coach Lindahl and the Cardinals are hoping they can kind of run and keep them out of the game the most that they can.
Winner of this game advances to play in the section finals on Thursday. We'll try to keep an eye on that south half matchup between Jackson County Central and St. James tonight. Also keeping an eye on Section 2A is the Springfield boys with a 48-36 lead at the half. Winner there would play Friday in Mankato. So we have a lot going on. And we will kind of try to explain what the coverage plan is after the game tonight, because that could be fluid as well. Both teams ready to go. The Tigers wearing the home orange uniforms with white letters, black numbers. Cardinals in the road white with black lettering and red trim. For the Cardinals, it's Connor Josephson, Kyle Huntercook, Cole Woodford, Colin Wells, and Bronson Smith to start it here. And we are ready to rock in the Section 3-2A North Subsection Final. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight from Wilmer. Should be a fun one here this evening. Huntercook in the center of the gym. And getting started right away with a uniform check. Now I think we're ready to go. Hunter Cook, opposite of Logie. Opening tip picked up by the Tigers, and they will get it started. Art will bring it up at half court. Kicks it right side to Maynum. Maynum around a screen. Down low. Loose ball, and it is picked up. Going to be off of Redwood Valley. Bronson trying to let it go as Johnson had a little trouble with it. Tigers will keep possession while inbound to Arnt in the backcourt. He'll bring it back across. Tigers going left to right on your radio dial. Tigers going down low, and the loose ball is going to again stay with Morris area, but a good job inside by the Redwood Valley Cardinals.
Yeah, Kyle Huntercook is obviously giving up quite a few inches underneath, but did a great job just making him shoot over him, and he lost the ball on the way up. So I think they're going to make him work as hard as they can for every shot inside.
Arnt goes over Connor Josephson, and that is the first basket of the game. Morris area takes a 2-0 lead. Wells, far side. It's the two Huntercook at the top. Huntercook outside to Bronson. Bronson back across to Wells. Wells fakes the three and tries to shovel it inside. It's tipped out. Tigers will take control, and Redwood Valley is going to immediately press. Arnt gets it. Cardinals try the trap. Johnson far side.
I think with Redwood playing 10, it's going to be important that they keep the speed of the game up and put a lot of pressure on them. Try and see if they can wear them out in the end of the first or even as the second half progresses.
Arnt just inside the three-point line. He's going to work. Lays it up and in, and Camden Arnt with 4 early points. It is 4-0. Morris area on top, 16:45 left to go here first half. Huntercook with it on the wing. Back to Josephson at the top. Josephson in the corner to Woodford. Cole, good look in the corner. And he knocks it down. Redwood Valley cuts it to 4-3.
Great job by Cole, having a quick trigger coming off the screen from Kyle Huntercook and just knocking one.
And now Woodford picks Johnson's pockets, and he will tip it up and in to make it 5-4 with 16:18 left to go. Tigers working the perimeter. Kicked in the corner. Drive by Maynum. Reverse layup is no good, and a foul is going to be called underneath as Logie gets called for the foul. Who else but Connor Josephson sneaks inside for the rebound. First foul of the game goes on the Tigers.
I think if you're Redwood, you want to continue to keep him off the glass. He obviously has the height advantage, but he's going to come over the back quite a few times in there. He just ran right through Connor Josephson.
Josephson with it far side, or near side. And now he will bring it across to the far side. Bounces it to Colin Wells. Woodford on the attack. Back outside. Quickly across to Josephson. Josephson dishes it inside to Bronson. Bronson's shot is no good. Arndt the rebound. Arndt on the attack. Back outside. Johnson fakes the three. Steps up for a mid-range two. It is no good. And a foul going to be called underneath. This time on Redwood Valley.
I think if you're Redwood right now, you really have to focus on getting a hit defensively on number 30. When the shot goes up, making sure you know where he's at and keeping him off the glass. So that's going to be one of their strengths in this first half.
Johnson ready to inbound. Gets it into Arndt. Arndt in the corner. Arndt's going to work. Zings it back to the top of the key for Maynham. Back outside. Teardrop runner is no good. Josephson with the rebound. Tigers got away with a little push in the corner to Bronson. Bronson dials one up. Shot is no good. Johnson the rebound.
Great job by Redwood pushing the tempo down. That was a good look from Bronson wide open in the corner. They have to continue to push the ball here.
Maynham with it far side. Back to the top for Johnson. Johnson to the low post. And a foul going to be called on Josephson.
Looks like they just got a little tangled there and Arndt kind of ripped through on Josephson. And it kind of looked like one of those 50-50 plays there. Both got a little bit tangled.
Inbound coming from Arndt. Kick to Maynham. And off to Arndt. Arndt. And an offensive foul going to be called on Camden Arndt.
Great job by Kyle Hundercook. You know, Arndt kind of turned the corner there off the screen, and Kyle Hundercook just slid right in front and took a charge.
There's no better way to get a team riled up than when one of your players takes the charge. I mean, look at how that worked for the girls in the last couple of games.
Yeah, biggest thing is I think offensively it takes players out of their rhythm, because now next time Arndt goes to the basket, he's going to be worried about somebody stepping in front, and that kind of throws them off.
Josephson at the top across to Hundercook. Kyle working the perimeter. Back out to Wells. Wells was at far side. Wells around his screen. Back over to Hundercook. Hundercook. Back to Josephson at the top. Josephson in the corner to Bronson. Back out to Wells. Quickly to the top to Hundercook and across to Woodford. In the corner to Josephson. Josephson around the screen. Josephson to Hundercook. Kyle a three. Offline, and the rebound is hauled in by Logie.
That was great movement by Redwood. I think you're trying to spit the names out as fast as you could. Great job spinning it all the way around, getting that ball reversal, and then it opened it up for Josephson to attack.
On the near side, Maynham with it. Kick to Logie from the... And Logie dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. Brian Haas getting ready to check back in. He'll take Colin Wells' place.
Redwood Valley really doing a good job on Logie and Johnson inside. They're both undersized, but doing a great job battling as hard as they can to keep them off the block.
Josephson will bring it up. 14:15 left to go. Cardinals leading 5-4. Hundercook from the elbow. Kyle back outside to Cole. Cole to Bryant, far side. Bryant on the attack. Bryant tips it up and in. Redwood Valley adds to the lead. It is 7-4. Carter Getter getting ready to come back in. Or in, I should say. Ball down low to Logie. Back outside. Logie. Shot is no good. Rebound tipped out to Brian Hodge.
Redwood Valley just doing a great job on their big guys inside right now.
Bronson on the attack. Bronson off the glass. Up and in for two.
You can definitely tell that Morris is getting a little bit tired having to go against full court press the whole time. They haven't subbed yet, and I think it's been close to 5 or 6 minutes.
And a travel on Morris. Carter Getter comes in for Bronson Smith. In for the Tigers, Zach Hughes. He'll take the place of Jurgen Decker. 13:25 left to go here first half. Cardinals leading 9-4. Woodford on the attack. Cole. Shot is no good, and the rebound is hauled in by the Tigers. Arndt will bring it up far side. Johnson in the corner to Maynham. Maynham cut off by Woodford. Back to Johnson at the top and back across Maynham. Maynham to Logie. Logie, and a foul going to be called as Logie and Josephson hit hard. And foul is going to be on Kyle Huntercook. Carson Woodford getting ready to come in. First free throw for Logie is no good.
Redwood's really done a great job defensively. You know, Arnt had 4 points fast, but other than that, it's been a 9-0 run for Redwood. Doing a great job keeping the pace up and causing Morris with a lot of problems offensively.
Carson Woodford into the game. Second free throw. That one is good for Logie, so he goes 1-for-2. That makes the game 9-5. Redwood on top. Woodford with it on the wing. Back to the top for Haas. Haas back outside to Carson, back to the top for Cole, across to Josephson. Josephson on the drive. Josephson off the glass, no good. Tipped up and picked up by Arndt. Arndt now on the attack. Arndt, and an offensive foul going to be called on Arndt, and he picked up his second.
Yeah, going down the floor, he just looks like he was trying to do a little bit too much. Connor Josephson doing a great job stepping in front. You can tell he's definitely frustrated. He's not able to get to the basket as easily as he wants to in the last couple minutes here.
Came in way out of control on that drive. And Connor, again, does all those things you don't see in the box score. Mm-hmm. Woodford with it far side, back across to Carson. Carson to Haas in the corner now for Josephson. Josephson back together at the top and across to Woodford far side. Woodford getting ready to attack. Woodford on the drive. Woodford, shot no good, but he's fouled.
Woodford doing a great job right now offensively, moving the ball around and not just having one guy bring it up and go attack. One guy bring it up, go attack, but they're actually swinging the ball all the way around the floor, making Morris work a lot defensively.
Mainham called for the foul. That is the fourth already on the Tigers. Woodford, free throw is good. And Cole up to 6 points early on.
Cole's really been doing a great job both offensively and defensively as a senior here in this playoff push. He's going to have to stay consistent if Redwood wants to go far in this push.
Woodford, second free throw is good. And that makes it 11-5. Pressure again put on by Redwood Valley. Kicks across, near side, Hughes. Hughes, and they throw it away in the corner. Mainham can't handle it.
That's Morris's fourth turnover early in the half here, and Redwood's plan is kind of falling out exactly how they wanted to. Morris looks a little bit rattled right now, and they're keeping the pace up.
Woodford on the attack. Cole, teardrop is good. Cole Woodford aggressively ahead, and it's 13-5, and a timeout going to be called by Morris area with 12:02 left to go first half. Redwood Valley leading 12-5. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Section 3-2A. North Subsection Finals here on KLGR. Back here in Wilmer, it is 13-5. Redwood Valley on top of Morris area. Still Kyle Alberta. Got 12:02 left to go in the first half. Cole Woodford pacing the action early for Redwood. He's got 9 points. The Morris area will inbound the ball. Cardinals will try to put the clamps on with some pressure.
I think if you're Redwood right now and aren't back in with 12:02 lessons, he's such a big part of what Morris does. They have to continue to go at him defensively. You know, he's got to be smart. He's their best player, one of their best players, and he can't really be affording to pick up his third here.
And near steal for the Cardinals. Arndt with it back to the top for Hughes. Hughes across far side, Mainham. Mainham in the corner to Arndt. Arndt on the drive. Cut off. Goes around the screen. Kick to Hughes, far side. Hughes for three, no. Brian Haas the rebound, and the Cardinals looking to push again. Haas untouched through the lane, up and in for two.
Great job by Brian Haas. I think it was Johnson that tried to step in and take a charge and just Euro steps right around him.
Hughes with it. Hughes and a foul, blocking foul going to be called on Carter Getter. That is the fourth on Redwood Valley. Foul was on the floor. Tigers are set up to shoot, but Hughes will take care of the inbound. Lob back out. Mainham catch and shoot. Three is offline, and Alex Lang will watch it head out of bounds. Cardinals will take over. 11-12 left to go.
Morris is having a hard time knocking down shots. Arndt's the only one that scored a field goal, and then Logie knocked down one free throw. But other than that, they've kept Morris pretty quiet early on here.
Getter to the top, back across to Woodford. Cole around a screen, indoor feed, inside feed to Getter. Getter off the glass, no. Might have been tipped by Logie as well. Nearly poked away. And it is poked away by Brian Haas. Haas, and the shot is good, and he's fouled.
Right now, kind of everything is going Redwood's way. They're playing that fast, up-paced game that they want to do, getting lots of steals. I think that's the fifth turnover on Morris, and just doing a lot of great things defensively as well.
Arndt will check out. Josephson comes in to give Woodford a spell. Haas with a free throw to try to make it a 13-point lead with 10:46 left to go here in the first half. Free throw is no good. Tigers with it. Johnson at the top. Johnson on the attack. Johnson going to be called for the walk. Arndt getting ready to check back in. Maynum will check out. Haas will bring it up. 10:33 left to go first half. Haas in the corner. Gets it to Carson, back across to Josephson. Josephson hands it off to Haas. Bryant fires it in the corner to Getter. Getter back outside. Josephson. Josephson back outside to Haas. Haas around the screen. Haas, and a foul going to be called on the Tigers.
Looks like matchup-wise, Arndt is guarding Josephson. If you're Josephson right now, you got to attack the basket.
Foul is on Hughes, his second. Cardinals will inbound. Lobbed in to Getter at the top. Getter hands it to Brian Haas. Haas around the screen. Haas goes back. Mid-range floater, no, and the rebound is called in by Hughes. Tips it back to Arndt, and now Arndt will lob it in. Hughes with it on the right wing. Hughes kicks it down low to Logie. Logie to Arndt. Arndt around the screen. And a hold going to be called underneath. That'll be on Carter Getter, his second. Brian Haas and Brennan Sander going to come into the game. Getter will check out. And Alex Lang will also take a seat with 9:48 left to go here first half. Redwood Valley leading 17-5. Johnson triggers it in. Gets it in to Arndt, and Arndt able to stop a lengthy scoring drought for Morris area. They cut it to a 10-point game. Bronson Smith is fouled. And that will be the first on Jared Johnson.
Seems like right now Morris is kind of on their heels. Every single time he comes on the floor defensively, they seem to be trying to communicate, find where the ball is at. And Redwood doing a great job just attacking that.
First free throw for Bronson is no good. One more on the way. Second also rattles out. Loose ball picked up by Brian Sander. Haas on the attack. Teardrop for Brian Haas at Redwood Valley. Takes two the hard way.
Great job by Brian Haas keeping that ball alive and able to get another two for Redwood.
And a forced look down the other way by Johnson. Josephson at the top. Josephson has it tipped. Johnson on the attack. Johnson and a blocking foul going to be called on Brennan Sander.
Looks like he was definitely set. Looks like the ref called him standing right on the arc, which is a new rule this year, so players are still trying to get used to that. You have to be above that in order to take a charge as a secondary defender.
Subs coming in from Morris area as Tiernum will check out and Logie will check out. And now a discretion on where the foul went. It was on Brendan Sander. Free throw coming for Johnson. Free throw on the way, and it's good. 19-10 with 9:02 left to go. Cole back in the game. Cole, deep three, off the line. Rebound hauled in by the Tigers. Arndt kicks it down low to Kleinwolterink. Back out. Off balance shot is no good. Josephson with the rebound. Josephson at the top across to Sander. Sander in the corner to Carson Woodford. Back outside to Cole. Cole across to Bronson Smith. Smith to Josephson. Josephson tries to penetrate. Back to Carson into the top for Cole. And a foul going to be called on Decker. Colin Wells is going to come in for Carson Woodford. It'll be Sander at the free throw line. 8:24 left to go here, first half. Redwood Valley still leading 19-10. And I think we're ready for the free throws. Yep. Sander ready. First free throw is good.
Free throws are something that, you know, Redwood has kind of struggled with lately down the stretch. And if they're going to continue to make a run, they have to knock down free throws. Because every game at this point in the season is so close.
Sander must have heard you as he knocks down both. 21-10 the score. Redwood Valley with a little bit of pressure. Ball kicks down low to Kleinwolterink. And a double dribble going to be called.
You can definitely tell that Morris is not used to this fast-paced, full pressure game the whole entire time. And one thing I think that's kind of interesting is they actually have one of their post players at the front of the press, Jarrett Johnson, who's very comfortable bringing the ball up. And other players right now just don't really know how to respond for Morris.
Cole with it. He'll bring it up back far side to Josephson, who hands it off to Wells. Wells to Cole in the corner. Cole from the corner, he buries another three. And it is 24-10. Johnson far side. Kicks to Logie. Logie back across. Catch and shoot a three. Offline. Rebound hauled in. Foul on the floor. Hughes with the rebound. He was fouled on the floor. And Brian Haas getting ready to check back in. Foul is going to be on Brendan Sander, his second. It's really about the only thing so far that has not, that Redwood would like to avoid. It has been players with two fouls. But then again, Morris has some as well. First free throw for Hughes is good.
If you're Redwood right now, you got to be happy with the start of this game, but looks like they're going to continue to put the pressure on and see how big they can make this lead going into half.
Second free throw is no good. Logie the rebound, and he will have to walk as he is fouled by Brian Haas. So Logie now with free throws coming. First free throw is good. Makes it 24-12 with 7:42 left to go here in the first half. Second free throw is no good. And Josephson will quickly bring it ahead. Gets it to Wells at the top. Colin on the attack. Teardrop is good.
Redwood Valley just using their quickness, and right now Morris cannot stop Redwood Valley's guards attacking the basket.
And a carry going to be called on Johnson. Carson Woodford back in. He'll give Bronson Smith a break, and Morris area going to take another timeout. 7:23 left to go here, first half. It's 26-12. Redwood Valley on top. You're listening to Section 3-2A at North Subsection Finals Basketball here on KLGR. And back here in Wilmer at the Big Red Gym, as they call it. Redwood Valley and Morris area, Chocoyo, Alberta, in the Section 3-2A North Subsection Finals. Josephson on the attack, off the side of the backboard, and no good.
Looks like Redwood kind of drew up a play there for Connor Josephson to see, go to attack Arndt, see if they could get him to pick up his third.
Arndt with it, far side, working on Josephson, back to the top for Hughes. Hughes down low to Logie. Logie, and a foul going to be called that will send Logie to the free throw line.
You can definitely tell that Morris is trying to get the ball, keep getting the ball inside, keep getting the ball inside, keep sending Logie to the free throw line, and keep trying to get Redwood guys to pick up fouls.
Haas with two, Sander with two, Hunter Cook with two, Getter with two. First free throw for Logie is good. Bronson Smith comes in for Bryant Haas. Seven oh one left to go here in the first half. Free throw for Logie is good.
Credit to Logie right now. He's doing a great job at the free throw line.
He's got kind of a hitch in his free throw shot, too, almost like a Charles Barkley golf swing. Woodford on the attack. Cole off the glass. Hunter Josephson with the rebound. Back out to Carson. Carson loses the handle. It's picked up by Johnson. Arndt on the attack. Arndt. Shot is good in the foul.
Great job by Arndt using his speed, and he just kind of changes speed and attacks the other side of the basket, and that's one, if you're Redwood, you wish you would have someone that just stepped in front, got him to pick up his third.
Makes it 26-16, chance to cut it to single digits with a free throw, and the free throw is good. Camden Arndt with nine, the lead is nine. 26-17, and Connor Caldwell is able to draw a foul. And that will be on Logie, so he picks up his second. Wells, first free throw is no good. And now what's going on here?
Looks like something, like popcorn or something, just kind of rolled out on the floor.
DeBoer's got it. Yeah, it looks like it's something that got spilled as the Wilmer AD is picking something up in the Morris student section. Somebody had their popcorn ready. Wells with one more free throw. And that free throw is good. So Wells splits the pair. Cardinals will press once again. 27-17 the score. Arndt far side. Puts it to Johnson. Tipped up in the air. And what a save by Bronson Smith. Woodford with it. Lob back across to Wells. Collin back to the top for Josephson. A three. Offline. Rebounder called in by Arndt. Zipped ahead to Logie, and his shot is good. 27-19, Woodford on the attack. Cole shot, no good. Carson Woodford there for the cleanup. 5:48 left to go. Pull-up jumper for Hughes off the front of the rim. Hughes able to save the ball, and he dribbles it out of bounds. .5:39 left to go first half. Redwood Valley by 10, 29-19. Woodford with it far side. Cole getting ready to go around the screen. Cole pulls up for three, top of the key, and he is on fire! 32-19 the score. Cole's got 15.
There they set a screen, so they got actually Arndt on Cole Woodford, and he couldn't do anything defensively.
And the Tigers throw it away again. Wells, deep one. Offline, and the rebound is hauled in the corner by Arndt. 5:05 left to go. Hughes to Logie. Logie up and over Carson Woodford.
You can see Logie right now is definitely wanting the ball. He's kind of feeling it a little bit.
And ball is tipped out. Picked up by the Tigers. Arndt far side. Arndt going to work. And he throws the ball. It's going to stay. And now we'll have a... they're going to give it to Morris area. Subs coming in for the Tigers. As Decker coming in for Mainham. 4:45 left to go here, first half. Kicks in the corner. Arndt with it. Arndt kicks it to Logie. Logie up and in.
Logie kind of just seems to be going to work right now. Unfortunately, with Redwood being in foul trouble, they can't really put anyone else on him to try and defend him.
Cole Woodford, three far side, no good. Tigers will push it ahead. Arndt with it, far side. Arndt on the drive. High arcing shot is tipped out and stolen away by Connor Josephson. Josephson tried the reverse layup shot, no good. Bronson Smith going to be called for a foul. That's the first on Bronson.
You can definitely tell that the 10 guys of Redwood Valley is starting to wear a little bit on Morris. There's a couple guys kind of leaning over, holding their knees, asking for a sub, but Redwood's just doing such a great job keeping the pace of the game going.
14:90 a.m. The first free throw for Johnson is no good. And Redwood Valley going to take a timeout. So we will take 1-2. Redwood Valley leading 32-23 with 4:10 left to go in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Section 3-2A North subsection final here on KLGR. 4:10 left to go here, first half. It is 32-23. Redwood Valley on top. 1 more free throw coming up for Johnson. And that free throw is good. 32-24 with 4:06 left to go. Josephson with it. Cole at the top. Cole, good look. It's good.
Great job by Cole Woodford being a shooter right now. He's kind of feeling it, so look for him to continue to pull.
And ball is tipped out. Picked up by Bronson Smith, lobbed ahead to Cole Woodford, who tips it up and in for two more. 37-24. Logie gets it, bounces it across to Arndt. Arndt and a foul going to be called underneath. And that'll be the second on Carson.
One thing that seems to be keeping Morris kind of hanging around is how great they're attacking the basket, and they are getting Redwood in a lot of foul trouble. There's a lot of guys on our team right now that have two fouls, and that's going to be really important here in the second half to try and slow down their big guys.
First free throw is good for Arndt. Second free throw is also good. Arndt into double figures. 37-26 to score. Cole at the top. Cole kicks it in the corner to Alex Lang. Lang, mid-range two. Alex Lang, nice recovery for two.
Alex Lang being just a freshman, but you can definitely tell that he's grown so much as the season's progressed and is getting very confident.
Johnson in the corner to Decker. Decker down low, back outside. A three is no good, and the rebound is hauled in by Carson Woodford. Quickly ahead to Bronson. Bronson in the corner for Cole. Cole to Carson. Fakes the handoff. Back outside to Lang. Alex at the top. Outside to Bronson. Bronson on the attack. Bronson Smith goes up and over Johnson. And it's 41-26, a 15-point lead. Johnson inside. Pull up mid-range two. Offline. Rebound to Logie. And Logie scoops it up and in.
Mogi doing a great job on the glass right now, getting so many second chance points.
Wang, his shot is no good. Josephson tried for the rebound, and he cannot get it. Arndt on the attack. Sticks it in the corner. Back to the top for Logie. Logie to Johnson. Johnson scoops it up and in. And it's 41-30. Cole at the top. Cole. It's sold, and the shot is good.
Cole Woodford is doing such a great job attacking the basket right now with 22 points. He's doing a great job keeping the tempo up right now for Redwood Valley.
And that is the third on Logie. Carson Woodford going to check out. Woodford has 22 points here in the first half with 153 left to go. Second for our free throw for Cole is no good. Pressure again. Far side to Johnson. Johnson back to Arndt to the top and like back to him.
Redwood kind of put on a 2-2-1 press. Now they've dropped back into a 2-3. See if they can take their big guy Johnson in the middle out a little bit more.
Top for Tiernan. Back to Arndt. Arndt in the corner. Durkin back to Arndt. Arndt on the attack. Loses the handle. It's picked up by Alex Lang, and he'll get it back to Colin Wells. Inside to Lang. Lang steps back. Three is no good. And it's poked away from behind by Connor Josephson. Josephson on the attack. Kicks it in the corner to Bronson. Bronson on the drive. Kicks it down low to Josephson. Josephson. Shot no good. 50 seconds left to go. Arndt with it at the top. In the corner. Maynham back to the top. And across far side. Kicks to Durkin. Durkin off the glass. No, but Arndt there for the cleanup. 43-32. Cole with it. 20 seconds left. Redwood Valley will hold for the final shot. Cole dribbling far side. Cole will back up so that the offense can get set with 10 seconds left. And then watch him fly. Cole on the attack. Cole. Shot is no good. Tips back up to Woodford. He puts it in. And Redwood Valley storms to the first half lead. 45-32. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. And back here at Wilmer High School in the Big Red Gym. And it certainly feels like the Big Red Gym here tonight as Redwood Valley leading at the half 45-32. And Taya, one thing that we noticed as we were kind of tallying things up here at the half, Cole Woodford looks like a man possessed here tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely has that look in his eye. He's going to put this team on his back, and he does not want his Redwood Valley career to come to an end here tonight. And you can definitely tell with him. He's just a different kind of person out there tonight.
He is leading the Cardinals with 24 points, leading all scorers with 24 points here tonight in the first half. Taya, some of the other numbers that we were looking at, rebounds, a sizable advantage for Morris area, but turnovers, a sizable advantage for Redwood in that category.
Yeah, right now, we'll credit that Morris's big guys. They're doing a good job. Second, sometimes even third opportunity is, but Redwood is just doing such a great job in their full court, either whether it's man or they're doing kind of a 2-2-1, and they're just kind of throwing Morris all over the place, getting them a little bit rattled.
Looking at some of the scoring from the first half, Brian Haas finished the first half with 8 points. Brendan Sander with 2 points. Cole Woodford, as mentioned, leading all scorers. He had 24 points, including 4 threes. Bronson Smith had 4 points the first half. Alex Lang with 2. Colin Wells with 3. And Carson Woodford had 2 in the first half. Cardinals are 5 of 10 from the free throw line. They had 4 threes. Morris area on the other end, they had 0 as their leading scorers. Looks like this. Zach Hughes finished with 1 point. Camden Arndt with 13. Jackson Logie with 12. And Jared Johnson with 6. That was it. Just 4 players on the scoreboard in the first half. And again, no threes as mentioned. The Tigers did get to the free throw line 14 times, making 10. So as you keyed into during the late stages of the first half, free throws have really been the thing that have kept the Tigers in this game. Otherwise, it could be a lot bigger margin than it already is.
Yeah, one thing I noticed too is that, you know, Kyle Hundercook had 2 early fouls, and he hasn't played a majority of the second half, so he's going to be one to look to probably try and lock down Logie or Johnson on the inside, and he does such a great job battling in there. Carter Getter as well, you know, he's a little bit smaller, but he works extremely hard and is able to kind of keep those guys off the glass. So that's one thing that Redwood has going for them in the second half, is they have a lot of guys coming back in that had foul trouble. Brian Haas is able to give the Redwood Valley a spark coming off the bench. So they're going to look to kind of use that early, I would think.
Some other scores we're keeping an eye on. Jackson County Central taking on St. James. That was 29-28 at the half. And no word yet as to the final score of the Springfield Tigers, but they were leading by 12 at the half. I would guess that game has gone final already, so we'll see if we can get an updated final score there. But yeah, that's about all we got here after a very entertaining first half. Cardinals definitely accomplished their goal of running and gunning there in the first half, and we'll see if they continue that or if Morris tries to really slow things down here in the second. And reminder as well, we will have Redwood Valley Girls basketball coming up on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You'll be leaving tomorrow, correct?
Yep, leave okay. Tomorrow afternoon. We kind of get out in the middle of the day, do one more practice in our gym, pet fest, walk through, and then head out. Girls were able to decorate the bus tonight, so they're pretty excited. They're ready to go.
Looking forward to that game on Wednesday at 6 o'clock against Roseau from Williams Arena. We'll have coverage for you. And that's as far as I can tell you for the schedule for the rest of the week. We'll find out in 18 minutes. Redwood Valley will have the ball to start leading 45-32. And Josephson will inbound the ball to Colin Wells. We are underway here in the second half of the North subsection final. Cole at the top, fakes the 3. Cole on the drive, kicks it in the corner to Josephson. Josephson back out to Bronson in the corner to Hundercook. Kyle working the perimeter, back out for Cole. Josephson back out to Hundercook. Kicks to Josephson, far side. Josephson over to Hundercook. Kyle to Bronson. Bronson back outside to Wells. Feed inside, trying to get it inside, and it's stolen away by Johnson, and Arndt will bring it up.
Looks like Morris is going to stick man-to-man. They're definitely not giving Cole much room to breathe, though.
Ball inside to Logie. Logie has it knocked away. Bryant, or Bronson Smith comes away with it. Josephson on the drive. He is fouled.
As soon as the ball went inside to number 30, Logie, there were 3 Redwood Valley guys there. As soon as he spun middle, there were 2 guys kind of putting up a wall, and Kyle Hundercook behind. So definitely seems like Redwood's going to kind of try and take him out of it, see if they can make somebody else try and beat him here tonight.
Foul is going to be first free throw, no good. Foul is on Mainham, his first of the second half. Second free throw, also no good. And pressure put on by Redwood Valley once again. Johnson kicks it in the corner, back outside. And once again, back to the top of the key and across to Durgan Decker. Johnson, Logie, up and in.
Great job by Kyle Undercook there. It doesn't really seem like it, but he really is making Mogi work hard inside for every single point right now.
Cole at the top. Kicks it to Bronson Smith on the near side. Back to Hunter Cook. Kyle far side for Josephson. Over to Cole. Cole, step back three. No good. Rebound tipped out. Hunter Cook comes away with it. Josephson. Over to Colin Wells. Wells on the attack. Wells, short jumper is good.
Frederick Valley doing a great job getting points in the paint right now. Not settling for long twos, but Wells was able to take one more dribble and get in the middle of the lane.
Near steal for the Tigers. Kicked into the corner. Back outside for Arndt. Arndt. Down low again to Logie. Logie spins and tips. That makes it 47-36. Logie up to 16. Wells on the attack, and he's fouled, and that could be number four. Oh, it's going to be on number 44, Durgan Decker. So Wells will head to the free throw line.
One thing that Morris has made very clear early here is that they are going to get the ball inside to Logie. They're saying that you cannot stop him. And Redwood doing a great job making adjustments.
Hughes checks in for the Tigers. One more free throw for Wells. And that makes it a 12-point game as Wells knocks down the second. 48-36. Hughes dribbling on the left side. Hughes around on the attack. Wow. Quite the move by Zach Hughes, who was shot out of a cannon.
Redwood Valley out of that made basket, made two very fast passes down. Bronson Smith caught it in the corner, drove, attacked hard. Johnson did a great job stepping in and just taking the charge there, but Redwood Valley very much trying to push the pace here in the second half.
Pressure again put on. Hughes with it far side. Logie back to the top for Arndt. Arndt on the drive. He's cut off. Goes around the screen. Back outside to Hughes. Hughes back across, kicked in the corner to Johnson. Down low to Logie, shot no good. Loose ball is picked up by Colin Wells, and a foul is going to be called on Redwood Valley.
Credit Logie there. He was keeping that ball alive as much as he could, trying to get that second chance point.
Inbound goes to Hughes. He'll try a three. Air ball. Woodford deeply ahead to Colin Wells. Colin, shot is no good. Arndt the other way. Logie's shot is no good. Gets it back. Bounced inside. Turned over. And here comes Josephson.
This game seems to be getting a little bit out of control.
Colin Wells steps into one. Offline.
Coach Lindell is not very happy right now. Colin Wells went in for a layup, and two guys from Morris slapped the basket. Redwood Valley bench has been arguing that that should be 2 points for Redwood, and it just doesn't seem like the refs are going to back down on this one.
Morris area will inbound. Kicks in the corner to Johnson. Back down low to Logie. Back outside to Hughes. Arndt with it at the top. Bryant Hodge getting ready to check back in. Arndt working the perimeter. Arndt. Offensive foul going to be called on Arndt.
Connor Josephson doing a great job. You can definitely tell that Arndt is very frustrated. It seems like every time he goes to the basket, somebody's trying to step in to take a charge.
Colin Wells will check out. Both Morris area, I should say, with their third foul of the half. Cardinals with two. And Cole will bring it up with 14:07 left to go. Cole's got it at the top. Cole on the attack. Cole is fouled.
One thing that's so impressive is Cole's ability to change speed, and that's one thing that makes him hard to guard. He was kind of walking the ball up the floor there and then just went kind of 0 to 100 and flew right past his defender.
Woodford with a couple of free throws coming. Cole knocks down the first. Saints have taken the lead over Jackson County Central 59-52. Cole makes it 49-38, and second free throw is good. Make it 50-38. And now a little pressure put on Johnson, far side. Decker kicks in the corner to Hughes. He'll try a three offline. Hunter Cook with the rebound. Puts it to Josephson. Ahead to Brian Haas. Haas and a blocking foul going to be called on the Tigers. And that will be on Decker, his third. Woodford will inbound. Gets it in the corner. Cole thinks about a three. Zings it across far side to Hunter Cook. Kick down low to Bryant. Haas around a screen. Back outside for Kyle. Kyle at the top. Gets it to Cole. Goes around a screen. Cole on the right side. Cole zings it back out to Haas. Bryant. Nice move by Bryant Haas. Art went up to take the charge. Haas just planted. And as a result, the shot's good. 52-38. Hughes on the drive. And he fouled.
Hughes is doing a good job for Morris continuing to attack the basket. That seems to be getting our guys a little bit in foul trouble here in the second half.
That is the third on Redwood Valley here in the second half. Cole picks up his first. Tiernan in for the Tigers. Inbound goes far side. Johnson at the top. Kicks back out. Johnson tries a deep one. And he knocks it down.
I think that's Morris's first three-pointer in this game.
Haas on the drive. Haas with a nice finish to make it 54-41.
Brian Haas doing such a great job being that spark off the bench right now for Redwood.
Aren't. And it tipped out. It will stay with Redwood Valley, but a good job by Carter Getter to deny Logie the look inside. Alex Lang, Carson Woodford will come in. Kyle Hunter Cook and Connor Josephson check out. Johnson ready to inbound. And ball tipped, picked up by the Tigers. And blocked by Woodford. And Carson couldn't save it. Boy, Cole Woodford just doing everything right now. Picks up a block. Hughes with it on the wing. Down low to Logie. Logie back outside. Johnson in rhythm. Three is no good. Cole with the rebound. And Cole looking to push. Cole off the glass and in for two more.
Cole Woodford just went all the way down. Grabbed a defensive rebound all the way down. Scored a layup there.
And a timeout going to be called by Morris area. 12:11 left to go. It is 56-41 Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a break. We're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. And back here in Wilmer, inbound goes to Arndt, and the Cardinals will send a double his way. Logie with it, kicks it in the corner. A three is offline, and the rebound is hauled in. Foul going to be called on Getter from behind. And that will be the third on Carter Getter. Logie with 18. And free throw for Logie is good. Make it 56-44. Lang to Woodford. Cole working the perimeter. Kicks it down low to Getter. Oh, nice! Reversal by Carter Getter. He sent Arndt all the way out the floor. And it is 58-44.
Seems like every time Morris makes a play, Redwood is able to answer, keeping this 10-plus point game.
Johnson with it. Back to the top. Kicks to Logie. Logie tries to drive. It's no good. Brian Haas with a big rebound. Haas to Woodford. Cole on the perimeter. Zings it across. Carson steps into a three. Carson Woodford from deep.
A little brother to brother there. Great job by Cole, noticing Carson had nobody near him there.
And nearly tipped out by Redwood Valley. Cole Woodford and Carter Getter going to check out. Connor Josephson comes back in, as does Bronson Smith. Tigers will inbound. Inbound it to Arndt. 61-44 the score. Johnson in the corner. Arndt with it. Arndt. And a blocking foul going to be called as Arndt gets up and in, and Josephson will pick up his second. Arndt with a free throw coming. It rattles out. Bryant Haas snags another board. Haas to Lang. Lang pull up two is no good, and the rebound is hauled in by Arndt. 61-46. Hughes far side. Hughes tries to drive. Lobs it back out to Arndt. Arndt in the corner. Logie, he'll try a mid-range two, and Logie from range. 61-48. Bronson in the corner. Back outside for Haas. Haas to Carson at the top. Carson, and a steal by Arndt. And Arndt slams it home to make it 61-50. Kicked outside to Haas. Haas on the drive. Haas up and in for two. And Redwood Valley going to call a timeout. 63-50, 10:02 left to go here. Second half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. And it'll be Johnson inbounding. Redwood Valley will put on pressure. Arndt gets it. Arndt trying to spread things out. And now Redwood Valley will trap. Far side to Hughes. Hughes inside to Johnson. Teardrop is good. Johnson up to 11. Haas at the top. Gets it to Cole. Cole back outside to Hunter Cook. Kyle in the corner for Bryant. Haas on the drive. Haas shoots it up and in. And he fouls.
Bryant Haas probably having one of the best games in his career at this level, doing a great job attacking the basket right now.
Haas with a chance to make it a 14-point game. Haas knocks it down. And now what's going on here?
Looks like when Arndt was breaking to the ball, Jolston just held him a little bit.
So Josephson picks up his third. Brennan Sander comes in for Josephson. Sander. 66-52, pressure picked up by the Tigers. Now Morris picks it down low to Logie. Back outside, Arndt in the corner. Arndt loses the handle, gets it back off the glass, and Brian Haas picks up the rebound. Feeds inside to Hunter Cook. Back out, picked up by Sander. Sander to Bronson. Bronson in the corner to Hunter Cook. Kyle sets and shoots. Kyle Hunter Cook from three.
Great job by Kyle Hunter Cook. Absolutely wide open and just knocked down an easy look in the corner there.
69-52. Ball kicked inside. Logie fouled, and the shot is good.
Such a fun game going up and down. It seems like every single time one team makes the play, the other one kind of answers here, but it just seems like Morris can't close the gap from 10.
Logie with a free throw coming to try to cut it to a 14-point game. And the free throw's no good. Brian Haas, another rebound. Haas going quick. Haas into attack mode. Back out to Hunter Cook. Kyle kicks it down low to Bronson. Back outside to Brennan Sander. Sander back outside to Hunter Cook. And Kyle will go back to Cole as the Cardinals reset offensively. Haas with it. Haas on the attack. Haas off the glass. No. The rebound hauled in by Logie. Arndt with it. Zings it across to Johnson. Johnson in the corner for Tiernum. Long three, and that's an air ball. Hughes picks it up. Tries the scoop shovel layup, and he missed it. Haas zips it ahead to Sander. Back to the top and across. Hunter Cook to Cole. Cole in the corner to Sander. Back to Cole. In the corner for Hunter Cook. Back to Cole. Cole on the attack. And Cole loses the handle. It's picked up by Arndt. Arndt. And he's fouled. And that'll be the third on Brennan Sander.
Offensively, you can tell the Cardinals are really trying to push the ball. It seems like a little bit, they're rushing their shots a little bit. I think last time Cole kind of got the ball close to half court and was like, hey, guys, look, let's work around, get a good shot. We're up 14 points right now with 7:49 left. We don't need to take four shots here.
Brian Haas and Kyle Huntercook will check out. Bronson Smith, Colin Wells back in. Hughes takes the seat as Manum and Decker check back in. One more free throw coming up. And second free throw is good.
Looks like Morris is going to put a little bit of pressure on with a 1-2-2 kind of three-quarter court trap.
Woodford with it far side. Back to Colin on the near side. Kicked into Getter. Getter back across to Cole. Cole inside to Bronson. Bronson has it blocked. Gets it back. Trying to outlet the ball. It's stolen away.
Great job by Logie there. You know, some guys and girls, when they're a little bit taller, try and squat down, but did a great job just making Bronson shoot right into his hand.
Johnson back across. Manum with it. Manum tries to drive. Kicks it inside to Logie. And Logie throws it into the crowd. Connor Josephson comes in for Brennan Sander. 7:18 left to go. Woodford ahead, near side to Josephson.
Here's that 1-2-2 again by Morris. Great job last time getting them to turn the ball over.
Tigers try a trap. Cole zings it in the corner. Colin a three. Colin Wells! Bottom of the bucket for three. 72-56. Tigers on the drive. Kicks in the corner. Logie nearly loses the handle. He's able to get it out to Durkin. Mid-range two, offline, rebound, and an outlet. Bronson Smith, and Bronson lays it up for two.
Great job there. Got a rebound. Bronson Smith already running down the floor. An easy pass up and finish for Smith.
And Morris area going to take another timeout. The lead has blown to 18. 74-56. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. Back here in Wilmer, Redwood Valley on top, 74-56 with 6:33 left to play. And Morris area.
Quick update from Jackson Saints game. The Saints are up 73-70, two free throws with 25 seconds left in that game.
Oh, my. That one's coming down to the wire. Hughes gets it into the front court. Johnson with it. Johnson dribbling. Gets it in the corner. Durkin. Gets the ball. Tipped out. Tried to get it inside to Arndt, but it's tipped away. Morris area will maintain control. Arndt's ready to inbound. Gets it into Hughes. Hughes hands it off to Arndt. Kicks down low to Johnson. Johnson spins and scoops. And that makes it 74-58. Woodford back across. Cole with it. Kicked over to Wells.
Looks like they're going to do kind of an extended 2-3 zone here.
Wells the top. Cole, mid-range, floater is no good, and the rebound is hauled in by Durkin. Hughes, downloaded Durkin. Back outside to Hughes. He'll try a deep three. Offline, rebound is tipped. Shot is good in the foul. Wells picks up his second. 74-60 to score. Free throw is no good. Getter with the board. And he'll bring it ahead to Josephson. Right at half court. Kicked in the corner to Wells. Colin, another look. Colin Wells! Come get some. Another three. 77-60.
Colin Wells does such a great job in the corner. Just hands and feet already ready before the pass is again in the air and able to knock another one down.
Ball kicked out to the top. Johnson loses the handle. Back across to Hughes. Lobbed underneath and picked up by Hunter Cook. Cole will bring it ahead. And the Tigers again try the trap. Kicked in the corner to Wells. Colin is feeling it. Offline. Arndt quickly ahead. He's got it in the corner. Fakes the drive. Kicks it out to Hughes. And Hughes stepped on the line. Redwood Valley will take over. And now Morris will put on some pressure. Josephson lobs it back across to Cole. Quickly inside to Josephson. Josephson with it on the wing. Kicks in the corner to Wells. Lobbed back out to Cole. And back to Josephson. 4:27 left to go. Woodford in the corner to Wells. Back to Cole. Kicked underneath to Hunter Cook and stolen away by Arndt. Arndt bounces it inside. Back out to Johnson. He'll try a deep three. Good.
Morris doing everything they can here to try and get this a close game down to the wire, but Redwood doing a great job responding.
Josephson far side. Gets it to Cole. Kicked over to Wells. Colin again. Why not? Offline. Ball out. Redwood Valley takes control. Bryant Haas getting ready to check back in. He'll take Carter Getter's place.
Morris has done a good job getting Redwood to take quick shots. Now Colin Wells has done a good job knocking a couple down, but it seems like Redwood could try and slow it down a little bit, try and get some easy looks underneath.
Cole in the corner. Offline, and the rebound is hauled in by the Tigers. 77-63, Arndt. And the foul away is good.
Good job by Connor Josephson getting set in front. Redwood kind of thought he pushed off a little bit there, but they're not going to call it.
Josephson back across to Cole, zipped inside to Hunter Cook. Over to Brian Haas, back outside for Josephson. And back to Cole at the top, 3:26 left to go. Josephson with it. Josephson on the drive. Dings it to Cole at the top. Cole will hold it. Kicks to Josephson. Josephson dribbles out. Josephson.
Connor Josephson doing a great job just kind of making them try and come out and put pressure on them.
Hunter Cook has the ball stolen away by Johnson. 3 minutes left to go. Mid-range two is no good. Josephson another rebound. Redwood Valley leading 77-65. And Josephson is fouled.
Looks like that'll be Morris's seventh team foul. So Connor Josephson will be going to the line shooting one and one. Here's the importance of free throws. Update from the St. James-Jackson game. It looks like St. James is going to advance to the section final, winning 76-72.
Oh, my goodness. So now they wait for who will be joining them. Looks like Redwood Valley going to take a timeout. 2:49 left to go. Redwood Valley leading 77-65. We will take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. And back here in Wilmer, Redwood Valley leading 77-65. Connor Josephson at the free throw line.
one thing that's going to be really important here, if you're Redwood, is not kind of fall into the trap that Morris is doing. Is they're trying to speed up the game offensively for Redwood, but if you're Redwood right now, you want uncontested looks, wide open layups, and that's something that Morris has done a good job here.
First free throw for Josephson is no good, and the rebound hauled in by Johnson. 77-65. Arndt with it on the near side. Arndt wants to attack. Arndt. And he is able to squeeze his way up and in to make it a 10-point game. 77-67. Getter with it. Back to Cole. Cole over to Josephson, and another steal. And a blocking foul going to be called on Woodford.
Kind of seems like the momentum in the gym has shifted and now is a little bit in Morris's favor. If you're Redwood right now, you got to take care of the ball, knock down free throws.
Colin Wells getting ready to check back in. Second on Cole. Hughes with two. And the first is good. Manum checks in. It is 77-68, 2:17 left to go. Second free throw, also good.
Morris is on a 9-3 run. Excuse me, I think a 14-3 run. Just kind of everything is going their way right now.
And Morris area is going to, they're going to start fouling.
Looks like they're going to try and send Connor Josephson to the free throw line. You know, Connor Josephson has been struggling a little bit from the free throw line, but biggest thing when you go to the free throw line as a player is kind of next shot mentality. Forget the misses that you've had and just go back to kind of those ones you do in practice.
Brian Haas checked out. Carson Woodford back in. Carter Getter also in. Josephson with free throws. First is good.
Great job by Connor Josephson. That should give him some confidence now going back to the line after this.
78-69. And second is good. 10-point game, 79-69, 2:10 left to go. Arndt around his screen. He'll step into a three. Rattles out. Carson Wood for the rebound. And Woodford with the ball over to Josephson. Lob back across, kicked inside to Hunter Cook, back outside to Josephson. Josephson back out for Cole. Cole kicked inside to Hunter Cook. Kyle is fouled. And that will send Hunter Cook to the free throw line.
One thing that you see a lot that doesn't really work out for high school kids is stalling. It's unless you practice it a lot, it's really hard for, in these big games, momentum, crowd cheering, to continually stall and everybody be a part of it. So if you're Redwood right now, just like you did that last time, Kyle Hunter Cook was wide open in the middle of the lane. You got to give him the ball for those easy looks. Unfortunately, Hunter Cook misses the first free throw there on the front end of those two.
And Kyle knocks down the second. 80-69 with 1:40 left to go. Arndt to Johnson at the top. Johnson knocks down a deep three, and Morris area going to take a timeout. 1:33 left to go. It's 80-72. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. We are running into crunch time here as Redwood Valley with an 80-72 lead. We've got about 1:33 left to go, and Redwood Valley will inbound the ball. Morris area will try to prevent that. Hunter Cook to inbound. It's into Wells, and a near steal attempt by the Tigers. Hunter Cook gets it out to Cole. and a foul going to be called that will send Cole to the free throw line.
Morris doing a really good job putting pressure. Redwood looks a little frantic right now throwing the ball around, but Cole Woodford does a good job shooting the ball in his hands. He has 28 points. That's the guy who you want to have the ball in his hands right now.
Cole with 28 points. First free throw is no good.
Just stop talking. I keep saying to you.
Bronson Smith and Carter Getter come in. One more free throw on the way. That one is good. Cole makes it a 9-point game. Arndt far side. Kicks to Hughes in the corner. Hughes, mid-range jumper is no good. Hughes, ball is out. It's going to stay with Morris area.
Credit Hughes right now. He is not very tall, but he works extremely hard to grab every single rebound, giving the Morris Tigers any kind of chance that they can here.
Arndt will inbound. Lobs it in. Johnson offline. Cole with the rebound. And a foul going to be called underneath. And Woodford takes the hand to the face.
Looks like that'll be Decker's fifth foul. Played a great game here tonight for them. Worked extremely hard defensively.
And now Cole will head to the line. Tigers will take their allotted amount of time. Tigers coach still discussing with the officials. Thought he saw a push by Woodford.
So it kind of seemed like he just kind of went to bat there for his player, trying to stand up for him. With him picking up his fifth, he liked the aggressiveness that Decker put on Woodford, trying to get him to turn the ball over.
Woodford with one more coming. Second free throw is good.
Seems like right now Redwood Valley keeps knocking down free throws. They should be okay.
Arndt in the corner. Three is no good, and a foul going to be called. And that will send, I believe, Bronson Smith to the free throw line. That is the fourth on Hughes. Yes. So Bronson with free throws coming. Knocks down the first. Woodford in. Asfeld in as Decker will... Logie, that is, will take a seat on the bench. Cardinals up by 11, 83-72. Second free throw is no good. Arndt on the drive, and his shot is good. And quickly ahead to Carter Getter. Getter inside, and a foul going to be called on Getter before he's able to outlet. As Arndt with another basket to get him to 25. Foul on Klein Wolterink. Getter with free throw. First is no good. Second is good. Getter goes 1-for-2, back to a 10-point lead. 84-74. Haas in. It'll be Arndt again. Josephson on him. Arndt around the screen. Arndt on the attack. Off-balance look. Ryan Haas is the rebound. And it's picked up. Woodford going to sprint it out. Cole up and in for two.
Great job by Cole Woodford attacking the wide open lane there.
Final drink in the corner. Arndt a three offline and foul going to be called on Bronson Smith. Trying to grab the rebound. Bronson third. 13.2 seconds left to go. And the free throw is no good.
Looks like Redwood is going to be kind of calling out the dogs here.
And Redwood Valley will have a sentiment to echo. Not done yet. Michael Mace, Kyle Lechner, Josiah Hallquist, Winterhawk, Old Rock, and Alex Lang into the game. Second free throw is no good. Winterhawk with the rebound. And he will bring it up, and Redwood Valley will dribble it out. Redwood Valley headed to the section finals for a rematch with St. James on Thursday night as they take down Morris Area 86-74. We'll be back with a postgame after this. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. Final score here in Wilmer, 86-74. Redwood Valley gets it done, and they are headed to SMSU in Marshall on Thursday to take on St. James Area as the Saints get the win 76-72 in the south half. So Redwood Valley gets a chance for some revenge and a chance for a state title berth or a state tournament berth of their own. Not to say it couldn't be a state title berth, but the Cardinals really able to get off to a hot start here tonight. And Taya, I know in talking with Aaron, that was one of the things that they wanted to do tonight. They wanted to get out and run, and boy, did they ever.
Yeah, you could definitely tell that their game plan was coming in was to push the tempo and try and get their big guys to keep up with our guards down the floor. And I thought Redwood did a really good job of continuously running the floor and kind of keeping Morris out of their rhythm.
Looking at some of the totals here as we get all set up, we'll have somebody joining us here in the post game as the Morris players and fans all celebrates, and rightfully so. Morris had a very good season here. They just ran into a buzzsaw in the Redwood Valley Cardinals here tonight. They finished their season at 18-9. Looking at the totals, Bryant Haas finished the game with 17 points here tonight. He had 9 of those in the second half. Brennan Sander finished the game with 2 points. Connor Josephson finished with 2 points as well. Cole Woodford led all scorers here tonight. He had 32 points. 24 of those in the first half, which is really how the Cardinals are able to get out to that early lead and really take control of things there in the first half. Bronson Smith finished with 7 points. Kyle Huntercook with 4. Colin Wells with 12. Carter Getter finished with 3 points. Carson Woodford finished with 5 points. Redwood Valley was 16 of 28 from the free throw line in the game, and they made 8 three-pointers en route to the victory. 45 points in the first half, 41 in the second. For the Tigers, they were led. Their scoring looks like this. Zach Hughes had 5 points. Camden Arntz finished the game with 25 points to lead the Tigers. Jackson Logie had 23 points. And Jarrett Johnson had 21 points, including 15 in the second half. And that was really it, is that they could not really get anybody else going. And as a result, they are headed home, and the Cardinals are headed on to the section finals. And we are going to talk all about it. We'll be joined first by the Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the game, Cole Woodford. Cole, 86-74, you beat Morris Area, and really the key was going to be to get out and run, and you guys did that to perfection. Really, really played well in the first half. What was the atmosphere like out there on the court as you guys continued to make basket after basket?
I think our crowd was really good tonight. It kept feeding us with energy and just made us want to push up the court even more. And we just did a good job pushing up the court.
It helps when you can have a player such as yourself that had 24 points in that first half. You just looked really dialed in. In leading up to this game, you just kind of feel like, look, if things start to kind of go to where we need to take charge, I'm just going to be the one to do it.
Yeah, I think our whole team was locked in from the start, and I think we wanted it more. I mean, we've been trying to get here for a while now, and it's my senior year, so I just wanted to get here. And to it for the coaches and my teammates.
You see a guy like Brian Haas, who's not normally known as much for scoring as he is for getting rebounds and drawing those tough matchups, and he goes nuts for 17 points here tonight. It seemed like you guys were fired up from the start, and that really continued in the second half as you started to build out to those 15-point, 17-point leads. When did you guys start to really feel like you were taking control and you were going to be able to win this one here tonight?
I don't think I ever thought we were taking control, but I mean, I just knew we had to stay locked in because you never know what's going to happen in playoff basketball, but we just need to stay locked in. But I think Brian did a really good job pushing and not forcing shots. He took a lot of great shots and helped us to the win.
A big team, to say the least. How much of a challenge was that to try to contend with those guys who not only are big, they can get it done inside, they can hit from outside, they are explosive to the basket. Just how much of a challenge was it to try to contend with those guys here tonight?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I mean, they got a couple 6'4" and up good players, and we just know they're going to make shots. It's just next play, and just next time on defense, try to get another stop and rebound.
Section finals on Thursday, how's that sound?
It sounds great to me. I mean, I'm excited to play St. James again, and it's going to be a great game.
Cole, thank you for the time. Go enjoy the win.
All right, thank you.
Cole Woodford joining us here in the postgame, and now we'll be joined by the victorious head coach, Aaron Lindahl. How you feeling? Are you as tired as everybody looked out there on the court?
I think so. My voice definitely is. You know, great atmosphere here tonight. Guys battled. I think both crowds were into it. Both teams really worked hard. So it was just a fun playoff atmosphere. And I thought our guys did a good job living up to the hype, but still kind of being grounded, kind of like Cole said, it's next play. You know, they made a little run there at the end, but our guys never got too high or too low, and we bounced back really well.
Execution, we talked in the pregame about how you wanted to get out and run and make this team tired, and I'd say 45 points in the first half certainly would accomplish that.
Yep, and, you know, that was our big focus is we want to speed this thing up as much as we can, you know, because they only play 6, sometimes 7 guys. So I thought we did a great job of pushing that tempo. And we talked about it. It's not going to be a layup every time. It's not going to be a steal every time. But just making them work from end line to end line is going to wear on them. And I thought it did. And finally, you know, went on a nice little run there the second half. I think we pushed it to, maybe 13, 14, somewhere in there. And then you could see they started getting tired, had to sub a little bit more. And then we did a great job not ever getting too high or too low. You know, we knew, kind of like Cole said, we had to stay locked in. Every possession was huge. We talked about the rebounding battle was going to be huge. And we didn't get a ton of them, but we got some big ones, especially late.
Just looking at some of the individual performances, Brian Haas, who we talked about, a guy who he'll mix it up down low with anybody, and I'm sure that's something that you appreciate as a coach, but really seemed like he also saw some openings and was not afraid to take them, which you're going up against a team that is substantially bigger. If you can be fearless, as we saw tonight, you can beat them. You can put them back on their heels and come away with a win.
Absolutely. You know, I thought we did a great job. It's kind of been our MO all year. You know, it took us 16 games to get healthy, so it's been kind of next man up, next man up, next man up. We talked to our guys a lot. You know, it's not just 5 guys on the court. We've got to be locked in from top to bottom. I thought our bench was great tonight, communicating to the guys on the court. Bench did a great job picking guys up when they came out if something didn't go well for them. And, you know, tonight happened to be Brian. You know, tomorrow or on Thursday, it might be Carter, it might be Brandon, it might be Alex, it might be Carson. And we just got to be locked in and ready to play. And I thought we just did a great job playing team basketball on both ends of the court.
Cole, tonight, we were talking during the game. He just had that look here tonight in the first half. And it is hard for any player to contend when you just get somebody that's locked in like that. In terms of since you've been here, I'm sure you've seen that a couple of times. But what is the feeling like as a coach when you got a player who is just in a zone and will not be denied, whether it's a deep three, whether it's a drive to the basket, any of those things?
Yeah, it's always nice having, you know, and this is very biased, but it's always nice having the best player on the floor. And I feel like we've had that in a lot of games because the kid is he's special talent. He's going to play at the next level for a reason. But it's not just shooting the ball. It's his leadership. It's grabbing 2 big rebounds at the end of the game. It's getting a steal at the top of the press. He just does so much for us, and we've talked about it all year. I'm really, really glad that we don't have to game plan against him because, like you said, when he gets on, he gets on. And you know, he's had that taste of playing some big games, you know, his freshman, sophomore year, and he realizes it's now or never. And I thought he did a great job stepping up the challenge and kind of said, all right, guys, hop on. We're gonna go.
Looks like there will be a dual film session tomorrow night, I assume, as the girls getting ready to head to state. Section finals, how's that sound?
It sounds great, but, you know, we talked. The girls are doing a great job. They're playing extremely well. It's kind of like we talked about it. It's different girls stepping up at different times, and it's great team basketball. It's a great team chemistry, and, you know, they're on a great run right now, and we'd love to do the same thing.
You're practicing early Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we're going to make some more. We're going to get a lot of fans down to the barn, I know that.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Coach Lindahl joining here in the post game as the Cardinals get the win, 86-74. Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the game, Cole Woodford, as he poured in 32 points here tonight to lead the Cardinals to a victory. And we will have them on Thursday in the section finals against St. James area. So you can hear that right here on KLGR. We will see what else happens. Depends on how the girls do on Wednesday. A lot of high-intensity basketball games to come here the rest of the week. I would not trade it for anything. Taya, before we wrap up, any final thoughts?
No, I'm excited to hopefully have a listening party as the boys are in the section final on Thursday up at the state tournament. But I think the boys are playing really well right now. Girls are really excited for state basketball coming up, and it's going to be an exciting week.
Taya, thank you for the time. Best of luck. We'll see you from afar on Wednesday, hopefully after the game as well. And that's going to wrap it up for our broadcast here tonight. Redwood Valley advances to the section finals as the boys take down Morris area 86-74. And we will we'll send it back to the studios. Yeah, it's been that kind of a game. That's it. We'll send it back to the studio. Seth Copal signing off.